Coming up on today's show, we have the latest news, rumors, and a trip report from Adam, who just got back from Disney World. That's today on Traveling with the Mips. Welcome, everyone, to Traveling with the Mouse. This is episode 453 of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host this week, and I am Jason. I am joined, as always, by my esteemed co-host. First, we have Adam.
Oh, what's up, everybody? I'm here.
How are you doing today, Adam? You're just back from Disney World.
Wonderful. I'm over the sadness of coming home back to reality.
So your Disney blues are fading. They're fading away.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay now. I'm back to normal.
And then we have our own Scrooge McDuck, John.
I wasn't really prepared to do Scrooge. I was thinking of something else altogether. Let me see. Oh, I can't think.
Humbug.
Humbug. I can't even sound. He is not one of the characters that I have experienced.
Really? No, but before the show, we were trying to come up with an intro for John, and an AI suggested a Scrooge McDuck intro for John. So
yeah,
we decided to bring it forward.
And apparently I make it rain.
Right. There was several versions of that before we landed on that one, by the way. Very strange ones.
Adam's new AI assistant is quite odd.
He's quirky, but she gets the job done.
Well, that's right.
Cyberdyne Systems has not perfected it yet. One day.
I mean, no, not a sponsor, but ChatGPT 4.0. Yeah. I mean, we're willing to for anybody, but
we'll even take Cyberdyne.
We'll take any sponsors. Any sponsors.
In general,
we don't care who you are. Idiot.
It's like all the evil companies in every film you've ever seen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Evil corporations.
Although,
yes. Evil.
We've got a busy show.
There's a lot to get to.
So much. I haven't been here for a few weeks, but one of them will be Adam's trip. We'll try to maybe get a few things along the way, but we're going to do a little bit of a trip report as well. To find out, because I know you had some good new experiences as well as some revisiting of the common places we always go. So very exciting times. But first, let's dive into some of the biggest news of the week. One of them is that the walls are down at Tiana's. It is at the point that I believe at the time of this recording, we have seen cast members that are working the ride, have ridden the ride. We have seen the cast member outfits, their costumes. Mm-hmm. We've seen the ride view or the ride signage. We've seen how it looks at night, all the lighting package, everything that's going on. And it's either today or maybe tomorrow or 2 days from now that the cast member previews will begin and we will start seeing some of the original full ride photos. We did get to see a little bit of the final drop or the final scene, I would say, in one of the videos that was released by Disney. Let's get our initial reactions before we've been on the ride. Adam, John, what do you think?
I was going to say, none of us are going to the cast member previews.
No. I will not be at the cast member previews.
No one got invited? Okay.
No. However, I do plan to be there on Father's Day weekend, and I hope to be riding it on June the 14th and or 16th on a Pascal preview day.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You'll get it.
Anyway, back to your original question, like what you've seen so far. Well, I mean, I think we kind of, there's not really a whole lot that we didn't already expect. I mean, as far as, the animatronics that we were seeing about how fluid and how impressive they are.
I remember when this thing first started and we were all like, there weren't going to be any animatronics. And they put a bunch in there in that final scene, tons of them.
Even right out of the gate, that Tiana animatronic when you're going up the first hill.
Lift.
Is kind of cool. And, that final scene is pretty stunning. Actually, I was surprised there was so much there.
There was a lot there before.
True, but this looks more than I expected. So I'm like, what is the middle of the ride going to be? Because the end is, all the really cool animatronics are at the end. We know there's one at the very beginning. I'm very curious about the middle part of the ride. I'm excited already because
Yeah.
Well, they've already released
some of the original music too. Yeah,
mm-hmm. They've already released the song, like the original song for the ending, from my understanding, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is cool. I like that one.
I already forgot the name of it.
Something about the spice. Something spice.
Yeah, something spice. I was like, I already forgot the name.
Crap. We'll know it at some point, but it's kind of early.
Spice up your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out today, so we'll get there.
As we're recording this, we're
dating ourselves again.
We'll start remembering it. It's going to be in our brains before long, just like a good old Richard Sherman earworm. It'll be there.
Speaking of.
It's almost there.
It's almost there. Yeah, we will be talking about Richard Sherman today. Let's get back to Tiana's in a minute. Since I mentioned Richard Sherman, let's all pay our respects. He, unfortunately, this past week passed on. It is no longer with us, but he brought us some of our favorite iconic Disney parks music, the Sherman Brothers. What's y'all's favorite from Richard Sherman?
I mean, I was thinking about just the parks. One Little Spark is one. Small World.
From
Great
your favorite,
Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
Yeah. From your favorite attraction.
Yeah, right, of course. Which I did ride at this time, by the way.
I'm sure you did.
I did. That ride needs a complete redo. But the song is great. As he said, too, you know, a lot of these songs are earworms. That's completely true. Like, they get in your head. But none of them, you know, some people complain about, like, Small World being, you know, annoying or repetitive, whatever. But it's a beautiful song. Like, all these songs are just so well written.
Okay.
I think Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow is probably my favorite.
That would be mine too. That's what I was going to go with.
I know he always said Walt's favorite was Feed the Birds.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Not just attraction music, but they have tons.
Yeah, movies. From the movies in particular, yeah. Yeah, anything from Mary Poppins is incredible. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I was thinking of that one the other day. That's one.
Right, yeah.
Tiki Room. They wrote the Tiki Room as well.
Oof,
man. I think you're mentioning, it's not just Feed the Birds. I think they did like everything in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I think they won the Oscar for whatever the official title is.
See, they did Jungle Book stuff, right? I Want to Be Like
You. Yes, that song in particular, yeah.
That's what Friends Are For, which is featured in Happily Ever After, right?
Magic Journeys was... Yeah, thinking Epcot, I know, right, that One Little Spark, of course, Making Memories, they did that song.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
And if I'm not mistaken, they did a song for World of Motion, but it was never used, right? I think that was what it was. Like, they decided to go with someone, with whoever it is, made like the 7,000 version.
Something to Be Free or whatever.
Good.
I don't think they made that one. I think there was one that they had written for it that they actually ended up not using.
Interesting. Because if they had, that song probably would have stuck with me more, because Fun to Be Free was not my favorite.
No, I mean, I always liked it. Or maybe I've got that wrong. Who was that? Who was that that did the original Listen to the Land, and then they did a version of one of the other Epcot attractions that they didn't use? That might be what I'm thinking of. It was something like that. Anyway, that's the whole other topic, basically.
They wrote the Let's Get Together song from Parent Trap, too.
Yeah.
Another earworm. Wow. When you think of these, they're like, you remember them.
Yeah, they're good at writing hooks.
Yeah. They really do.
They were good at writing hooks.
Amazing. One that just gets right into your ears.
Yep.
We will miss the Sherman Brothers, of course, and all their music, but thank you, Richard Sherman.
The Winnie the Pooh song, by the way, too. And the Tigger, Wonderful Thing About Tigger's song.
See, I think that might have been the last one when you mentioned that. I think they actually did an original something for Christopher Robin, that 2018.
Oh,
might be the last original piece of music they wrote. I don't know.
I wonder, though, if the parks was the Epcot stuff. Was that the last that they contributed to the parks?
Likely. I mean, because there's not really anything in the studios that they definitely didn't do anything for Animal Kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
great stuff.
We've talked about Tiana's. I think it's going to be amazing. We've talked about Richard Sherman. That was very sad. And since we're on the topic of music Adam, we heard our first song, as will be performed by Trixie.
Yeah.
At the new Country Bears Jamboree. It is a country music version of Try Everything from Zootopia.
Anyway.
What did you think?
Well, my initial thought is they're going to pick anything that might remotely have to do with animals and put it in this show that's a Disney song.
Because
it sounds like it's going to be all IP-based. Don't love that. But I think they sounds like they will throw in, they did say an original or, you know, one from the original show would still make it back in, assuming it would be the Bear Band Serenade, but I don't know.
Blood on the side. Oh,
that would be funny. Yeah, what is Big Al going to sing?
What are the odds this is going to get like crapped on right out the gate and they're going to make adjustments? Oh.
100% is going
to
be crapped
100%. It is not going to be like, okay, here's my take. I've 100%. Been trying to be very positive about things. And this one I'm very nervous about because, okay, they played this song, which doesn't make any sense for Trixie to me. Like,
yeah,
why,
Trixie.
Why for Trixie?
Tears will be the chaser for your wine.
Now she's trying everything. She's moved on from wine. And,
she's trying.
She went from being a wino to being—I don't know. And then they
being
also said they're going to include a whole new world.
Yes,
whole
new
world. You've got a friend in me and Bare Necessities. The only one on there, Bare Necessities, was an obvious choice. Bare Necessities was going to.
That's one that they probably should have done in the original show, or would have made sense.
Well, the original show, they were not thinking we must have IP in here.
Well, they do mention in the final song something about the Bare Necessities, but they didn't go into the song. But anyway.
Where's the humor going to be? Or is it just, did they strip that out of this thing? Is the
I don't know.
Funny humor just going?
And are we still going to have someone guiding us through the show, or are we not going to have the host anymore?
We're not going to have a Henry?
Yeah. Right, is Henry going
to... No, I think Henry's going to be there.
Is he still going to guide us through the show? Is it going to be new voice? Because obviously the original voices are probably all dead, but...
It's likely. He was still alive in the 80s. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he's still alive now. I have to see, but anyway.
Because they had him do the same voice whenever they did the Vacation Hoedown.
Yeah. So he did several voices for Disney, too, by the way. A lot of them. But anyway.
Well, I mean, there was Thurl at the time, too, who also did some of the...
Yeah, and, which he's no longer with us.
Well, how does it make Bus?
So, I'm nervous about this not being very good. But good performances, but do they...
Yeah.
Is there a story? Is it... I don't know. We'll see.
Are these characters going to be anywhere close to the same personalities that they
have? Yeah, right. Because they're very established characters, and you're just going to flip it around now? We'll see. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see.
Trixie would never, original Trixie would have never been able to sing this song. Yep.
Nah, you wouldn't think.
We're going to have Shakira sing it?
Yeah. No, there has
to be a country singer. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. So it's a country singer that's singing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot her name.
Emily Ann Roberts.
Okay.
So, yeek, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not too excited about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since we're in a negativity zone, let's talk about something that's also maybe a little negative. Did you guys see a lot of backlash this week about what looks like a backsplash? They refreshed the Fountain and Courtyard pedestrian tile work at Morocco, and they went from having this very intricate tile work to something that probably doesn't look as nice as the new backsplash in Adam's kitchen.
Good point.
Very
simplistic. Yeah, I don't love that. But again, Disney owns this pavilion now, right? It's not Morocco contributing to it anymore. So what do you expect?
There used to be, because there's this traditional tile work that's highly intricate and geometric and lots of shapes. And they said they're going to update it. They basically just replaced it with square tiles you buy from Home Depot.
Yeah. It looks like a bathtub.
Yeah,
tile.
It looks like the tiles in a bathtub. I had been in a hotel or a
swimming pool in like you know somewhere.
Maybe they plan on converting that area to an open air room that they're going to rent out for someone.
I'll just say it doesn't look.
They probably trashed the original, which unfortunately, but
pretty old.
I mean, yeah, I don't love it. It's a
huge downgrade.
Sad.
Oh, huge downgrade.
Yeah. Boo.
All right, we're on a roll.
Yes, we're on a roll. So the other thing, did you, Adam, get to experience a little Diet Epcot while you were there?
I did. I got to experience both Flower and Garden and Diet Epcot a couple of days later.
Was there a huge difference?
I actually don't mind it. And maybe I'm getting a little, and I think, maybe Disney's recognizing this, that people are getting a little fatigued of the constant festival, because I didn't find myself wanting to get a lot of stuff from the festival outdoor kitchens this when we went on the Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, and don't ever buy alcohol drinks at the festival booths. They're thimbles of drinks for like $9. You're better off getting, or more than that sometimes, you're better off just getting a regular size, more bang for the buck.
You know, truthfully, though, with the festival, with Diet Epcot, as we're calling it, being as long as it is, to really going back to pre-COVID Epcot.
Yeah, and that's better off, honestly. I do love the festivals, but I didn't miss it on Wednesday when we went back, but I didn't miss it. It was not a festival. It was more fun. We ate at two restaurants at Epcot that I probably wouldn't have done had there been a festival. So, kind of worked out.
Someone pointed you in that direction, helped enforce your, the Via Napoli choice. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, also, Jason went there recently too. So, I was curious. It's been on our list forever, so I've been wanting to try it anyway. So
just never finished it.
Yeah, I was just curious.
It's probably one of those things where you booked it a few times and dropped it.
Yep. Yeah, actually, have. Yeah, I booked it.
Kind of like me and Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I think we had it back in January, too, on our trip, and we switched to Space 220, I think.
Yep, we did.
So, yeah, it's been there forever, and we just, you know, finally, I'm like, let's just go, man.
Let's just go. Let's just get it done. Get it done. So that was some of the biggest news of the week. Dreams That Soar, I think you guys talked about it last week. Did you know, that's continuing pretty
right
in
detail
so far,
because we had not seen it yet last week. I was highly impressed with, I watched it on video, obviously, and it's personal would be different, but I'm highly impressed watching it on video as far as
it looks really good. I didn't make it over to it. I thought about it several times, like, should we do that? And the crowds the first couple of nights were crazy, so I don't want to subject my family to this for an 8-minute show or whatever it was. So we didn't end up going.
It looked really good. They tried to include, I think, every character they've ever had that flies or floats.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, I've seen the video of it. It does look good.
There was a couple of characters in there that I'm still haven't figured out who they are, but like I've looked at, it's like near the end, whenever they're going back and going between them, between the characters that they do rather rapidly, I guess. They're not out there for very long. They're not as featured as say a Baymax or the Up House or the Star Wars scene was really cool. I thought when they did that.
Yeah, where the Death Star shows up and everything, that is pretty cool.
Now, the explosion part at the end, obviously, is hard to do with drones. You can't. But they did, you know, as good as they probably could to make it like it was blowing up, you know.
Yeah. It is impressive how quickly they can program.
Yeah, I was going to say the programming, like the fact that they have them in place, that it makes it look like stuff is flying around, like those little, like almost look like a tiny Tinkerbell, maybe it was going through like that for the words.
Yeah.
Were really the lasers. whenever they were doing the Death Star scene, even too, making it like they were laser shooting at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I think they said they use over 800 drones for this.
Well, I would have thought it'd been more than that, even.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I think so it was 800. Remember when drones really started taking off and like we were like, oh man, what are we going to use these things for? And it was like, we're going to get our packages delivered. But now it's used for killing people in war and drone shows. That's what we got out of them. So, right.
Although the package thing still looks like it might be possible in the near future. Well, I don't know. There's at least some development.
I think they have it in a couple of places, but it can't carry very heavy packages.
Oh, well, no. I mean, how could it? Yeah.
I've heard that Chick-fil-A is going to start doing that. Experimenting with that.
The original drone, which, because you brought up Chick-fil-A, the original drone was that little blimp that was in the basketball whenever you went to like a basketball game.
It dropped
the little parachutes of the free t-shirt or whatever that you could get, or the free chicken sandwich. That was the original drone.
Like a mini blimp thing that flew around.
Anyway.
I was going to say, I've heard that the roof of the orange parking deck is a good place to watch this.
I've heard that too. So does this mean we're going to have to reconsider our lime versus orange debate?
Yeah. Because I always go for lime.
I would imagine, say, just bear with me here, Saratoga Springs maybe would be a good place.
Yeah, she had a room facing Disney Springs. Yeah. That's where it looked like a lot of the videos were. But maybe
bear with us.
For the bear.
Very good show.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think of, we have that for Country Bears, of course, but there was a skit in the Hoop-Dee-Doo that does a lot of bear jokes, too. I guess they still do it, don't they?
Those bear jokes better bear around in the new show. They still better bear me.
So how does Whole New World fit into a bear show?
You know. I don't.
Anyway,
is Whole New World going to be in this?
Is this going to be whenever what's his name goes up into the ceiling and he's like, "I'm going to show you the world."
Ooh, does that find a ladder?
Did I find a ladder? I'm going to show you a whole new world. Maybe you know the fact that you just mentioned that though makes me think that Teddy Bear might actually be on a carpet now.
Well, Lord, I hope she doesn't come down on a magic carpet.
I mean, think
might
about
be a little
it.
Too heavy
that
for that.
That might be what they're doing.
It might be hard to fly with her on it, but
poor carpet.
Dang! Now those are the jokes you're supposed to be making about Trixie. Remember?
I know.
Well, that was a mighty big song, Trixie. Straight all the bag.
Yeah, they can. Do that today in 2024.
Which IP song most lines up to "All the Guys Who Turned Me On Turned Me Down"? What has got that same?
There isn't. Maybe from the Honest Trailers version of some of the Disney songs. have that.
Yeah. Like what?
What's got that same vibe?
Nothing.
That's a really good question. I could ask AI that question, but. Anyway,
all the guys that turn me on, turn me down.
So the other thing that I sort of brought up, because I saw this on the old blog, Mickey, one of our common news sources here, is that it looks like there was a permit filed today, the day of this that we're talking, related to the area where there is a rumor of the Pirates Tavern. So does this mean that this is finally moving? Could this finally be making, it says, a permit listing longtime Disney World contractor Whiting Turner could be the first sense of life. The permit doesn't give much away in terms of details, but it does list Caribbean Plaza as the location, has an expiration date of August 31st, 2025.
Oh, okay. I like this. I mean, they already are doing some refurb on the exterior of the Pirates side. Currently, there's some scrim up there. Tortuga Tavern was supposed to be open while I was there, and it wasn't. I was annoyed by that the day I was there. But yeah, there's plenty of room over there for a nice little lounge. That would be really cool. I hope this is going to open by next year. That would be something I would look forward to next year, actually.
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to that. And of course, one of the main reasons I was originally heading down there in a couple of weeks is they're saying it's going to be probably at least a year or more for this test track refurb.
Right.
June 17th is the closing date for this track. So
I said my goodbye as well to the current version.
How many loops did you get out of the test track?
Just one. I didn't want to overdo it. I actually could have done it the last day too, but I didn't.
How much whiplash did you get from the end?
No, on that break, that final break run there, yeah.
Concept art looks really good. They're going to probably spruce it up and make it real nice. So my son has asked me how many little SIM card cards can he get. He is obsessed with, you know, after you design your car, you can get the little souvenir card or license or whatever for your car. And he's like, how many can I get on the trip?
And I said, he's the only person I've ever seen to get over 100% on efficiency, I think, is the one he likes to. But I'm like, I've never seen you can get over 100%.
Well, you don't see it whenever you're in the ride, but if you put it on the license or whatever, it'll put whatever the total would have been.
Right.
If it had gone above 100.
Yeah. Which is, never knew that was a thing until he showed me the card.
Then once he got into the cards, I was like, you know, we don't have to wait in line for the ride because they have a design station.
In
the exit area, and we can just sit there and design cars all day if that's all you really want to do.
Yes.
Which is really all he wants to do is design cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my hope is that even once they close Test Track, that somehow they'll release the SimTrack car designer like on the website or something so that we can continue to use it. Or maybe in the Play Disney app. It should be able to continue.
That would be cool.
I'm sure that whatever they do refurb-wise with Test Track, that it's going to be probably, it'll advance technologically, we'll say, because that's the way it's done every time. Well, two times.
Do you think they'll just keep the track exactly the same, or would they I would assume.
Well, obviously the outside, but I don't know. I would imagine they would keep everything the same. It'd probably be too much to alter it.
Yeah, I would think the outside portion would stay the same, but
although if it's going to stay down for a long period of time, I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, what if they covered the outside where they could actually run it in the rain?
I almost feel like they're going. One thing they're going for this time around is it's going to be like almost like a hybrid dark ride, thrill ride type deal instead of an actual test environment.
Yeah, because they're showing like the concept art has what looks to be outdoor scenes with trees and things like that doesn't look like it's a sim car experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Which also would lend to when they talked about doing it in the spirit of and featuring some of the old world of motion.
Yeah.
Like references or something in there, tying the old world of motion into it somehow, which would also make sense for it to be part dark ride before it goes to, I mean, obviously the indoor parts are probably going to become more dark ride now than they are test conditions, right?
That's what
I feel like is going to happen.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, was there any other news before we dive into a little bit more details of Adam's trip?
Well, I mean, there is little things like Talking Doug debuted in Animal Kingdom during this last week. Did anybody get to see them, actually? Did you get to see them?
No, I didn't see
them while you were there.
I had a very short time at Animal Kingdom, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
What about Smilliphants? Did you get to experience any Smilliphants?
That's weird. I was over there, and I didn't notice. I didn't pay attention if they were there.
You didn't pay attention to the Smilliphants?
I should have. That's weird. I was over there. We did Barnstormer, and we went into Big Top and everything, but I don't remember seeing them. I forgot to look for them.
Well, I can see there is no pleasing you.
Adam was doing the things he wanted to do. You know, none of this new stuff, none of this newfangled stuff.
Did you see Nelson Peltz while you were there?
He sold all of his stuff. He's gone.
He's gone forever now. He's out of it.
He's out. No longer needed. So, Adam, let's get into your trip. This was the, I guess, Memorial Day weekend for you. And I believe you stayed at Coronado Tower. Was this a standard or Waterview stay?
Standard. We were on the fourth floor right over the overhang where you pull up your car, valet, if you will.
Okay.
So we're looking straight at, well, I could see the dolphin from,
of course you can see
my room, but we were right over
Johnny's
there.
Theater.
Yes. You don't have to yell. I could tell they turned the music on at 6 a.m. every morning outside because I could hear it at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. for where?
Or it may have been 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. Anyway,
for
outside.
For the resort.
Yeah, there's like resort. There's a break in the middle of the night.
Well, I could have told you that.
Right, but I could tell it was every morning right around 6 a.m. they turn the music back on.
I have made many a early morning trip at a resort or a cruise ship or whatever before the sun was up. So,
yeah, I was always up pre-dawn, and it was nice.
Right.
Have that little time in the morning, but yeah,
and you spent some more time at the resort than usual for you.
Yeah, we did the pool for an afternoon, which was nice. It was so hot. When we were there, it was almost 100 degrees every day. So the afternoon break was nice. We either did something first thing in the morning, and then early afternoon we kind of took a break and then went back in the evenings usually. Didn't rain except once. There was one day it rained a little in the afternoon, but it was brief. So
that pool
was just hot.
That pool is, we say it every time we stay at Coronado, it is a deluxe level pool for a moderate resort.
Yeah, the slide is great.
Yeah, it's a good slide.
Yeah. And, you know, just that whole pool area, the bar area is nice out there. I know Jason talks a lot about that one, or has talked about that one. The hot tub, of course, being the biggest one, right, on property, you said. Didn't go in the hot tub because it was 100 degrees outside. But
go to the hot tub to cool off.
Right, yeah. Yikes.
Like, that didn't have to heat the hot tub. It was self-heating.
So, needless to say, the pool was very crowded the day, you know, at 3, 4 in the afternoon on a 100-degree day. The pool was very crowded. But I did the slide a couple of times. My kids loved it and had a great time. We mostly sat out by the lounge area, but that was fun. We went to Dahlia Lounge, of course, hung out there. There was nobody there that particular night that we were there. There was a few people when we first got there, and then they left.
I was going to say, your wife had to go in and check in on her lounge, see how it was going.
Yeah, she does every time and tells them, the staff, that that's her name. And they're like, oh, that's cool. They'll look at her license and like, oh, it is your name.
Like, they didn't believe her at first.
Right. They're just like, oh, okay. And then that's it. She's still not
that's
gotten
all
a
there
free
is to
drink.
It.
No free drink. No,
free.
Nothing.
I got a free drink at Dahlia.
I know, right? You got one, yes. She's never gotten one.
Yeah, but you got one for completing the challenge.
Right, right. Because they said they wanted to do a champagne toast, but the server was not allowed to actually drink the champagne that she brought. So she did the toast and then said you could have both of them.
Yeah, but it's a good lounge. Barcelona Lounge is really good too. I actually hung out there one afternoon while my oldest son actually and I hung out there while the others.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he drank water and we had a cheese plate.
That's what you say.
He drank water that was transformed to wine. Yes,
sure, but it was clear water. I made sure it was water. But that was fun. Three Bridges, we also hung out there. Love Three Bridges.
So all the good spots. You stay away from Rick's because...
Yes. Yes. But El Mercado, we had breakfast there a couple of times. Barcelona, we did breakfast. They have a couple of good sandwiches and wraps there. So, good. It's a great resort. It has everything you need. And then some. The gift shop is pretty good too. Ben Cheetos is not, you know, most of the gift shops these days are not stellar, but that one is pretty good. All around, fantastic resort. I think we even had dinner one night at El Mercado because we got back late. It was the only, like, we didn't want to go to Rick's. So, like, in Three Bridges was like an hour wait. So, like, okay, let's just get some chicken tenders and go to bed.
Perfect. I mean, really, Rick's for dinner is not terrible. Breakfast is absolutely horrible.
Really?
I think the worst breakfast on property.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm not even trying it.
Anyway. Okay, so how many visits to the Three Bridges bathroom? That's what we're doing.
I mean, I went twice. That particular...
You took a video.
Yeah, I did.
Video, not of him using it, but just the bathroom tour video.
Because you were talking about, because you told some people that, and they didn't think it was that great. So I'm like,
right. When I was there with the Every Ride folks, I told them that everybody went one by one to the bathroom to give their reviews, and they don't.
Did they go to the companion one, though?
Yes, yes. Okay. I said you had to go to the companion one.
What? That is the size of a hotel room. Like, why is that not awesome to anybody else but me? You can lock the door. It's a gigantic room. It has plenty of space.
Do you need, like, a lot of space when you pee?
I mean, don't you? I mean, it's like, I don't want to be claustrophobic.
Okay.
I don't understand what's not to like about that bathroom. Anyway.
Okay.
I stand by my claim. It's the best.
It's the best bathroom. Best bathroom.
And I've seen a lot of bathrooms. We had several.
Thanks to Harrison, right?
And I thought of a new sponsor, too. It's this, a car, like, potty thing.
A car
potty? Because we had to use that twice on the way down and back.
Yeah, to be able to potty in the car.
Yes.
Gotcha.
My 6-year-old is a, yeah, he has a lot of bladder things there.
He has a lot of trips to the bathroom.
Yes. So,
but not with, but, I, you know, having... We said this on our last trip, not with any notice.
Oh,
there's no warning. It's happening.
It's
now.
An emergency now.
Yes. So I at all times have to know. We had one issue too with Soren, where we had the lightning lane. We were all the way to the load area. So you know how long it takes to get to there, even with lightning lane. And it's like, I can't make it. So we had to run all the way back. Out of the line to the bathroom, get back in and go through the entire fast pass line again, which still took, you know, takes like 10 minutes minimum.
Wow.
So that was after our garden grill, which he had drank 2 pog juices. So of course that was my mistake for thinking he could make it 20 minutes after drinking pog juice.
That's like, no, you should have said, we're going now.
Yeah. In fact, when we clicked in line, I was like, I probably should have taken it to the bathroom, but I was like, maybe we'll make it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should probably go through. I know we're, let me hit some more highlights here. We talked about the resort.
Some other highlights. Yeah. We talked about the resort extensively. I wanted to hear about Barbas, of course.
I'll mention that. Okay. So I'll kind of go through some of the places we went. So one would be, we tried Wine Bar George when we first got there.
Okay.
Which was, that was kind of the lunch when we first got there. It was actually some like National Wine Day or something when we got there.
Is that not every day?
I know. Apparently that's what someone was saying. So we're like, okay, well, let's go to Wine Bar George. So we did, and we got the shakshuka and the like charcuterie and cheese platter and all that. And,
had you ever been Wine Bar George before?
I had not, actually. It's actually really close to Gideon's, which I was like,
drama.
We didn't go to Gideon's. I started to like yell at all the people in line, like, they don't treat their workers fair.
Forced labor cookies.
Right. But I didn't do that.
Obviously somebody was working there.
Because it was 100 degrees outside and it was still a line all the way down the street. But yeah, so that was, you know, Wine Bar George was good. I would go back there. I thought it was good. And of course, the next day, Epcot, of course, we end up at La Cava. and hung out with.
How many hours? Artists. How many hours?
Just two. I think we were there for a little over 2 hours.
Okay. Okay.
We saw a lot of people come and go. Of course, Barbas. I told him about the podcast this time. And
wait a minute. This is the first time he's ever known about the part.
Yeah, he didn't know we had a podcast, actually. Like, apparently, unless Jason told him.
I thought I told him, or maybe I haven't.
Maybe he forgot. I don't know.
A lot of my experiences at La Cava start clear and end hazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went with, and I posted this on, I think, Instagram and or Facebook, but I started with my favorite, which is the corn old fashioned. That's my go-to every time.
Yep.
And then I went with the, why am I blanking on the name? The Bryan Cranston one, those.
Yeah, I never remember the name.
Some Crystal Inferno? Crystal?
That's right. I could never Crystal remember Inferno. The name. It's spicy. The blue stuff? It's clear. Spicy and clear.
Yeah. Yeah, it came with the, well, you can get it with the souvenir, what do you call it?
And I have one of those. I have one.
Which you got it from the tasting, right?
No. I got it from that. No, oh, I got you it did. After the tasting, and I paid for it.
Yeah, so did I. But it comes with it. You can buy it. I thought it was a cool little take-home souvenir.
I enjoy it. I've been using it at home when I make a drink. One thing is I have to make sure once I put it in the drink, I have to make sure that the logo, La Cava del Tequila, is showing.
Yeah.
So that I can feel airy.
So mine doesn't have like the official La Cava logo. It has some, it just says Cava on it, which I
established. Oh, mine has the official La Cava del Tequila
logo. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed, but.
It must have run out of those.
Yeah. It says like Cava established 2009, which is the same, but it doesn't say like La Cava del Tequila. But anyway. So.
Is that when it was established?
Mm hmm. August 31st, 2009.
What was it before then?
Good question. I don't remember. That was before my drinking type days.
Well, I mean, what I'm just saying, though, is like, I just can't believe it's only been since 09 because I feel like it's always been there. The hole in the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, but it wasn't, or if it was, it wasn't owned by whoever currently owns it, I guess.
Anyway. Yeah, but I was like, I was thinking, what did they call it if it wasn't? Okay, anyway, because it's always been there.
Yeah.
Or for a really long time.
And then I ended with the coffee martini, the new one.
What do you think? That's what we were waiting to hear about.
It's a frozen one, and I liked it. It has the vibe of a espresso martini, which I love. Barbas was like, it's okay. He tried it the day before and was like, I mean, it is good. It's small, so, but I did like the taste of it because I like espresso martinis, so it kind of reminded me of that. I would recommend it. I think it's worth getting, but it wouldn't be like my, if I was walking up and I had one choice, that wouldn't be the first choice I would get. But as a third drink, it was like, yeah, I'll try this one.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was good. Hung out there. Of course, we did Grand Fiesta Tour after that. I talked about Dahlia Lounge. Talked about Three Bridges.
Where did you eat on that day at Epcot? Did you eat at Epcot? I'm
trying to recall. I think we came at, did we come after lunch? No.
Notice that it's hard to remember what happens after La Cava.
Let me look through my photos and see.
We didn't go to La Cava till like 4 because Barbas was a late shift that day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you were just talking. But you were just talking about La Cava, so yeah, I just figured it. Same effect.
Yeah, but I'll be like.
If you are listening, Barbas, thank you as always. And, I put the feeler out there that if he ever wants to talk to us on the show, he's welcome. So I'll follow up with that at some point. But
would love to have you on the show, Barbas, if you're listening.
That might be. There's a few interesting stories I've heard, though. Things like that. But okay, where else? Where did we eat that day? I know we ate festival food that day because that was the next to last day of Flower and Garden. So we may have eaten like lunch, sort of grazing some festival food, which was the only day we really did that. Like, we didn't eat a whole lot. And I think that evening,
you went to Magic Kingdom, right?
Was that where we went?
You already don't remember.
Because you went really hard that first day, right?
This is the effects of La Cava, folks.
Well, let me just run that down. The first day, we did Hollywood Studios when we arrived, and I had stacked lightning lanes.
Yes.
And that was very easy to do at Hollywood Studios. I'll just say that.
That was my experience.
Yeah, it was very nice. I got evac'd off of Rise of the Resistance, not that night. It was actually a different night, but I got a anytime.
At what point?
We were about to load.
Oh, so that's
onto the. So we got through the, you know, the captured, and we were very close to going into the interrogation room, and they stopped everybody and made us leave.
That's what I was saying. I was kind of hoping it'd be someplace fun, like, you know, the walkers are, or, you know, something right. like that.
Well, we saw people were stuck on the ride, so we kind of were glad we weren't stuck on the ride because we didn't know how long they were sitting there or would be sitting there. But when we exited backstage, we came out near the exit of the ride, and there were people just sitting there, like, nowhere near the exit, so they couldn't get up and leave, so that sucks.
Well, I just figured if it was down long enough, they would evac people out of it, so
yeah,
no matter where they were.
I ended up, so we wanted to ride Slinky Dog at night. I had a 8:30 p.m. to like 9:30 lightning lane, and it broke down. So, and it came back up at like, I think the park closed at 10 and the ride came back up at like 9:30 or something. But I was still able to get a anytime for the following day, which was really helpful at Epcot. I actually got two of those golden tickets, if you will.
And a golden ticket.
One was when Rise went down, and then one was the Slinky Dog one. Didn't have great luck at the end of the day on rides, but they really helped the following day. Where else did we eat? Like I can't remember anything. Oh, we did. So the Magic Kingdom day, we hung out at Trader Sam's, the outdoor one.
Didn't you eat at Primetime Layer there, or am I thinking of someone else that I saw that was there? I must be thinking of someone else I saw.
No, I didn't do Primetime.
Okay. 50's Primetime was something me and Adam did the last time we were there together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but somebody was there recently, but it was one of my other Facebook Disney, the Diz friends, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, that Polynesian, we had breakfast at Kona one day, and then we hung out at Trader Sam's, and I'm like, dang, I really want to stay at Polynesian again. I miss Polynesian.
It is the one I have not ever stayed at on the...
Ever?
The monorail. I've never stayed at the Poly. I've stayed at the Grio.
Well,
I've stayed at Contemporary. Well, I've stayed at Bay Lake Tower.
I'm sure you will once they get more DVC rooms.
I mean, what you got to remember when it comes to Adam and myself is that, like, we were, like...
Indoctrinated.
We had no choice but to stay there for the longest time, truthfully.
Right. But not like we complained about it.
Right, I was going to say, it kind of like it ends up feeling like it's, like, home when you go there, almost.
I know. I have... those feelings hit you hard when you walk in. And it's just like, man, this feels
even
like...
Even though it looks like a shell of its former self, but...
Yeah, it's still enough. Like the big staircases, you know, when you walk up, you remember so much.
I will say this. Most of the walking paths are definitely better now than they were then. They were a lot more narrow back then. But then again, they didn't need to be all that wide
either. So. Yeah, now people are wider these days. Wow. Anyway.
In part, that wasn't what I was going for.
I mean, all it's big.
I was going for it that there are more people probably staying there than there was back then at most given times.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I did try a new thing at Captain Cook's. It was something I hadn't had before. And it was the Korean, like, fried chicken and rice thing. I forgot the exact name of it, but it was very good. Loved that one. Baseline, of course, we did Baseline. We tried the Mike's Special, which our favorite
old Mike,
bartender. Which I'm not a big Shandy fan, but my wife is. And so there's like a cider and my favorite, the Golden Road Hef. I always get, apparently he mixes those two and it's called a Mike's Special, which was good, but I prefer just the beer, but. I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm forgetting. But Garden Grill, we went back again. Arnold State was really good.
Did you have a better experience on getting the check this time?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Two rotations just for the check?
We only did one rotation.
You didn't get that server that was moving at the speed of, you know, molasses? Yeah.
Yeah, we got a really great. She was excellent, and I wish I remembered her name. It was like Rosa or something.
When you shared the photo at first, I was thinking there was a couple of items there that I was like, those could have been most places. And then the one that actually gave it away for me was the steak with the teriyaki or whatever it is.
Yeah. Man, that's good. Yeah, we had to get more of that.
I was like, there's only one place I could be.
Yeah. And the potatoes. Those breakfast potatoes were really good.
Well, the whole experience is good, but when I was looking at the items, like, it's hard to pinpoint it just specifically to Garden Grill until it was the steak is the one that gave it away.
Right, and I sent that on purpose thinking, I knew it would be obvious at some point, but yeah.
Because my first thought when I saw it, I saw skillets, and I'm like, is that, what's the name of it? The one in Wilderness Lodge. Whispering Canyon. Yeah. I was like, is it Whispering Canyon? Then I was like, nope, it's Garden Grill.
Yeah. A few other things to note. I did end up at the Passholder Lounge in Morocco. Which the snacks were pretty good. They gave you like a trail mix, a Chex mix, basically all you could grab, which my kids would go back and forth getting more snacks. They had like a Moroccan mint tea there and some water, of course. And they give you a tiny little Passholder button when you check in. You can charge your phone there. They had a meet and greet with Genie that had a short line, so that was cool.
No Jasmine?
No, just Genie. I thanked him for his Genie Plus. No, I did not, actually. Just kidding.
It's like he should have gone up to him and was like, so.
I should have just like.
How much is it going up? Like, what's the price going to be next year?
Like, can you make it free for me? Like, I wish that you would lower the price.
You should have walked up to him and just been like, so, Robin Williams, Will Smith, what's your take? Which one?
Well, he looks like the Robin Williams one, so.
Exactly. He looks like the cartoon.
So anyway.
What I'm telling
you. It would be really weird if
they
tried to make him look like Will Smith.
Yeah. So we did have lunch at Via Napoli. We got like the big shareable pizza. And it's good. Like, it wasn't amazing, but it was good.
Do you agree with my assessment?
Yeah, there's a particular one. Antico here in Atlanta that is, it's a little bit higher caliber. I don't know if I should say higher caliber. It's better, slightly better here than as far as like the Italian style pizza goes. But I've had better pizza in New York as well. But it was good. I mean, it's probably the best pizza I've had at Disney in terms of like overall. So,
would you go back to the?
I would actually. We did get like an appetizer.
I would do the pizza window. I think I'd do the pizza window. Most.
Yeah. Well, again, I was talking to Barbas about that, and he was like, the pizza window, it's better to get the whole pie. I don't know why he thought that, but he was saying, it's better to get the whole pie. So I was like, okay, I'll go. Because I thought about just doing the pizza window. But he's like, no, go in and get the full experience. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. It was good. Like, the appetizer wasn't great. The caprese salad, I could have made that myself at the grocery store for like $3 for what they put on our plate.
Come on now. $3.
Well, what I'm saying is it would have cost more ingredients wise, but what they put on the plate was like $3 worth of tomato and mozzarella, very thinly sliced, stacked on top of each other with some balsamic and a couple of basil leaves. That was it. And it wasn't spectacular by any means. But the tiramisu that we got for dessert was really good, though. So that made up for it. And I got a grapefruit margarita, which was on their menu because I wasn't in the mood for wine. And it was pretty good. I actually thought of the grapefruit martini at Brown Derby Lounge that I like too.
Did you get a Brown Derby Lounge in this time?
We didn't. We went to see, and Danielle wasn't there that evening, so we're like, And the lady was a little like, we're not going to be able to get you in, even though the app was saying a 10-minute wait for the walk-up. She was like, I don't think I can get you in until we close. And I was like, 40 minutes from now. So anyway, she didn't want anybody else to show up, in other words. But I'm like, well, Daniel's not here, so screw it. I don't want to show up anyway. So,
do you have like a bartender at every place? Or
more or less,
just about?
Kind of. I mean, there's favorites that I like at certain places. Yeah. We did ride the Skyliner. We rode the monorail. I'm trying to think if anything stands out.
Except for that when you tried to point out about the...
That's true.
What was it?
One of the seals, I guess, popped off when the door shut. It wouldn't even shut the door all the way, actually. It was kind of like... Anyway.
But you never felt unsafe.
No.
This was on which mode of transportation that this occurred?
Skyliner. It was on the Hollywood Studios line that happened.
Gotcha.
Was it a wrapped one? Or just... Was
it was a yellow one, but I forgot if I think it was wrapped, but I can't remember which one was.
You know, based on what we discussed, I think the Skyliner, they should just go ahead and allow you to take the little pee bags that are there in case you get stuck and just hold on to those so that you can have them for Harrison.
Well, yeah. I mean, speaking of bathrooms on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the one thing. We've only talked about one bathroom. Let's
Well, I mentioned to you as well, I like the companion bathrooms that include the toilet and urinal, because that's actually nice to have the two. There's only a few that I recall. I think the Toy Story Land one has it, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've used that one. The one at the land has that. I think the one... the newer one outside at Epcot, where that Starbucks used to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Has one. There's a few others that have that, but it's not, most of them don't, but those are good ones. So I'm boring John with this.
No, I'm just thinking about you like it because now the child and you could go at the same time, but I'm thinking of a scenario where a single human needs both in their locked bathroom at the same time.
Well, I mean, it's a companion bathroom for a reason. I'm always, but I usually try to get those for one because, you know, when you're taking a kid, it's easier to like stay in one place versus, you know, I have two that will wander off and in different places. So it's like to keep track of them. It's nice to have, just go to the companion bathroom. So I really enjoy those. Oh, I was going to say, I am training for the half marathon. So I did run around Coronado. So it is a good running trail. If you get up at 6 a.m. like I did, there's nobody out there. I did see somebody trying to fish in the lake, by the way, too. He was trying to be on the sly about it. I assume it's not allowed.
I don't think that's allowed.
But he was like trying to fish at 6 a.m. I didn't report him, but one lap around the lake is 0.75 miles. So I did two for a mile and a half before I had to get back to, you know, getting lightning lanes and everything. So I'm getting better. I could tell my stamina has increased a little.
Getting strong now.
I've got a long way to go, though. I got to get to 13.
Won't be long, though.
I am really glad I didn't sign up for the full, because that would have not... I don't think I could get there in 6 more months or whatever.
Like, remember to take lots of deep breaths to oxygenate your blood.
Yeah, I do. I do all that, but I got to, like... I got to make it to 13 somehow.
You've been a hyperbaric chamber.
Maybe I should. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, I think that kind of is it. I mean, there's probably more that I forgot, but...
That's it, though. That's it. You have to go back and get more content.
That's enough.
You've got to go back to get more content.
Once you get to the end, stop.
Yeah. I mean, Genie Plus, there's definitely a lot more I tried this time. I guess I should say that I did confirm that you can show up pretty late to almost any of them. So there is more grace period currently.
Well, I mean, when you're charging.
Yeah, exactly. When you pay for it, I guess that's one thing, like, compared to, you know, the old FastPass system. If you are paying for it, you should not have to, like, that 1 hour window shouldn't.
Yeah, but they can't, like, get it too out of control.
Right. If everybody knows that and nobody shows up on time, that's going to be a problem. So, like, but for our friends who listen to this, yeah, you kind of don't really, there's almost no limit to when you can show up for one, honestly.
And I think most people just, they want to get there as soon as possible anyway, as soon as our window's open. So,
right.
Yeah.
For the time.
Because there's different, obviously, you know, if you're trying to keep booking more, the sooner you show up, the sooner you can book another one, or
right,
depending on what strategy you're implementing. But yeah, there was a time where I didn't even try to modify anymore. I was like, why am I modifying this? I'll just show up whenever I want. Like, I'm not trying to move it. Like, why am I doing that? But if, you know, if you're trying to move it up, that's one thing. But if you, you know, you're trying to stack for later in the day, I'm like, I'm not even going to bother moving this. Like, why? Like, I just show up and turns green, so.
Yep. Anyways.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
So, let's see. That is the end of Adam's trip. Upcoming trips for the Traveling with the Mouse crew. I will be going in a couple of weeks, as I mentioned. John, do you have one planned yet?
I do not have dates. But there will be. There will be at some point before the year is out.
Okay, so we'll have a John trip report. We'll be excited when that one happens, because we get a lot of Jason solo trip reports, Adam trip reports, but I want to hear a John trip report sometime this year.
Yeah. I've got a couple of trips lined up. Of course, the one in January for sure will be an interesting one. But between then, there's probably one more at least.
I have a, not a Labor Day. Yours might be Labor Day. I have fall break. So early October, I've got that planned. I've been trying to see, although I'm kind of in a trying not to go too crazy with money in the moment, because I really would love to do another Mecca out to Disneyland this summer if I could swing it, but haven't done anything.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do that too. I wish I could go for D23, but oh well.
But, you know, I'm excited for upcoming Tiana's, but other than that, I'm sure between now and the next time we talk, there will be even more excitement. By this time next week when we talk, we should have probably a full ride-through video to watch, if we are so inclined to get those spoilers. So we should probably be able to talk about that on our next show. But until then, we have some things that you can go find us. I know that there are some YouTube videos and all of those things. What do we got? Jack.
Well, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, and we have we have X, and we have Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. Of course, we have the Spreadshirt store, which has your exclusive TWTM merchandise. And as Jason just mentioned, we have a YouTube channel, which there is a couple of videos more recent on there, including the Lorcana did, or Adam and Jason did. Mm-hmm. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. Email address is podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So you can find links to all that and more there.
So for John and Adam, this is Jason. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.